Once again, a huge thank you to all of our financial supporters, all of our 87A survivors. You all know who you are. King of Lobar, Raymond Normoyle, Melbourne's Adventures, Petty Weddy, The Greedy Peasant, Daisy Hub, Offset Syntax, and Gone Postal. Thank you all so, so much. Our two podcast bosses, Kenny Baker and Cinnamon, thank you so, so much. And a big shout out to our new live show chat, Roger Roaster. Thank you so much for joining, and we hope you enjoyed this week's show. Ladies and gentlemen, all the best. And we are live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And welcome to this week's episode 158 of the Daisy Podcast. We are joined as always by, or not as always, you've been away the last couple of weeks, Dave. How you doing, mate?
I'm not doing too bad. I broke my foot and...
You have been in the wars, my man.
Yeah, so, you know, took a bit of time off, but I have returned with, well, with nothing. It's just me.
So run us through it again. What actually happened to you, mate? And for those playing Daisy Bingo, the link is in the Daisy Bingo channel in the podcast Discord. I'll spam the link now as well. You've got to actually copy the whole thing. For some reason, the automatic link doesn't work when you post it. The hashtag seems to break it up. But this does count as a Davism. If you've got that on your bingo card, you can mark that off. Yeah, but run us through it, mate. What the hell happened?
Well, I was cycling home, and I didn't look over my shoulder when I turned a corner, and I rode into a car, and it ran over my foot. Put short.
The car ran over your foot?
Yes.
Look, at least it was only your foot, not your head.
Yeah.
That's rough, man.
Oh, mate. Dave is one of those guys. If something weird is going to happen or whatever, it's going to be to Dave. He's just, yeah, his first ever show, it looked like he was doing fucking drug deals. It was, it was just one of the most awesome things. Dave is a character, and that's one of the reasons I love having you as a co-host on the show. You know, we're none of us are really boring people. We've all, yeah, got something weird happening, but yeah.
I have to apologize. I'm in like full fan mode. Division, I'm a massive fan of your YouTube.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Fanboy mode, I'm sorry.
Division, it is great to have you on, mate.
Thank you for having me on.
No, like, for the quality of what I saw on your channel, mate, you are criminally undersubscribed.
I've heard that a few times, yeah.
Yep.
Do you do these thumbnails yourself? I've got the link up so you can watch as well and see what I'm looking at. But you do those yourself?
Recently, these thumbnails I have been using AI to do them, actually. So I've been doing a lot of AI coding with that, trying to figure out the best ways to get thumbnails. So the ones you see on the stream right now are all AI generated that I did. So I've been using a lot of AI for these thumbnails recently.
Because they look good. This was one of them? The How I Built My Drug Empire?
Yep, that's an AI.
I somehow get the feeling that one, the AI, I just noticed you've got your little D in the background there for your Division logo. Yeah. That's very clever. But... that looks like it's very heavily inspired by a JLK thumbnail.
Yeah, so the AI, it's weird because I go through hundreds and hundreds because AI is still not where it should be or where we want it to be. So yeah. I go through hundreds and hundreds of props and photos, and a lot of times the faces are smushed or their hand is not even a hand. So it's generally a big process. But out of all of them, that was that one for the Drug Empire video. That was my favorite one out of all of them. But I have 100 on my phone of just different AI generated thumbnails, and it helps out because I already have a thumbnail ready for the next video in that same day or same week. Yep. You know, and it's a lot cheaper. I'm only paying like $10 a month for this AI generated software, which is a lot cheaper than paying these other great, amazing artists $150 for one thumbnail for one video. You know what I mean? So
It's one of those things. It's kind of shitty, isn't it, Dave? You know, that it is taking over or taking work away from, you know, some very talented artists, but it's kind of like, you know, McDonald's, bloody, you can order on your phone now. You go to the, yep, the shops and they, you know, you don't even just get served by a person now. You go through the scanner, Dave, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, what can we do? Buck the trend and refuse to use all this stuff, or go with the flow and see where it takes us?
Yeah, the way forward, though, and it'll go like any other trade has gone. Yes, there will be less artists out there. The cost of artists will go up, but the quality of work they will do will be better. AI is going to be great at producing thumbnails like this, which, don't get me wrong, look brilliant. But if you want something completely unique and original, you're still going to have to go to an artist.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Recycle everything. So that it's not taking all the work away from them. It's refining it. And it's making it a lot more accessible for people who don't make a lot of money doing this. Like you say, $150 per thumbnail is a lot of money to throw out if you're throwing 4 or 6 videos a month out.
Exactly. And on YouTube, I don't make nearly enough to be doing $150 per video. And even though
have you ever made $150 on one video?
Yes. The compound video has generated almost 200 so far. The second one. And that was my buddy, Play Guy, actually did that video, that thumbnail for me. So I hired him. He did the thumbnail for me. Like Dave was saying, you can't get specifics when you're doing AI generated stuff. It's very generalized. And I find that with certain videos I'm coming out with, or things that I have planned, I'm like, yo, the AI is limited. You know, no matter how much detail you put in it, it won't take that detail you add. It's only going to take the broad strokes of what you type in there. So definitely, I still find myself like, you know what, I'm going to hire someone for this because you want that original thumbnail, like Dave said. But yeah, so it's just been an experience, a lot of, I guess, figuring out what I want to do, how I want to go approach my videos and thumbnails and stuff like that. But overall, it's been a good experience using AI and learning that.
I know one of the viewers in chat, Scalespeeder, he's been experimenting heavily with the AI stuff as well. So you've got a kindred soul there. I know he's been using it and actually been reporting on how he found it as well. He's got a couple of videos up on his channel of how he's going with it, but. Mate, before we go too much further into it, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, hi guys, my name is Division. If you don't know me, I'm a content creator. I've been doing this for, I've had this channel since 2019, but I've really gotten into DayZ and being more consistent these past few months. But this past, I guess for a year now is when I've really started to dive into my channel and trying to grow that and, you know, developing my videos. I recently graduated college this past May, so I I'm a graduate. I work full time and do DayZ on the side, but I still manage to have time to post a video every Monday. So, yeah, that's pretty much me, really.
You got some awesome. I was chatting with you before the show, but damn, you've got it. Is this your setup here?
Yeah, it's actually the one I have on my Instagram. It's that was my old setup. It's actually changed, so I got to update it, but yeah, it's actually changed. The desk setup, everything. Yeah, it's better. It's better. My setup. I've dropped so much money over the years just in my setup and trying to get it the way I want. But recently, when I moved into my new apartment this past few months, I put up sound panels, lights, everything. Got a new L-shaped desk. Like, yeah, I'm really trying to get it, you know, a decent gaming setup. So it's a lot better.
I think I'd probably use the word better than decent.
Yeah, better than decent.
just by a large amount, you know.
And what did you study at college?
I studied geospatial technology. Pretty much you work with satellites, video maps, imagery, drones, anything with high tech. My dream is to work for NASA one day, but also have a thriving YouTube channel. So slowly but surely.
You don't want to work for Elon, mate? SpaceX?
No, you know what? I'm willing to try anything if it pays the bills.
Just quickly, Daniel Josiah, thank you so much for the super chat of $5, mate. Really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. So how are you finding, we don't get a lot of, I don't know, maybe it's because I focus on a lot of the older people and that, but like I've got my Instagram account, but I don't do a lot on it. How do you find Instagram for, as a social media platform for doing DayZ related content, or do you just primarily keep that for your personal sort of stuff?
So for my Instagram, I do have my channel linked there, but I haven't really posted my DayZ content on my Instagram channel. That's usually just been like a personal channel. If you guys want to see my Instagram, you can check it out. That's me. That's my life. You know, you can see that. But I do have my YouTube channel linked there. And every once in a while, I might post something on my story about DayZ. But really, I'm trying to use Twitter more often. I just made a Reddit page, so I'm going to start posting on Reddit a lot more. I do have a Facebook page and trying to grow that, so using other avenues rather than my Instagram, because that's just kind of, hey, if you want to know, see my life, see what I look like, you know, my friends or what I do, check out my, you know, my Instagram page type of thing.
So what attracted you to DayZ?
I've loved DayZ for a long time. I was playing the DayZ mod when it was for Arma 2, and I loved it. I loved it. And I think
if you haven't marked it already, mark it again. I'm interrupting the guest. How old are you? Because you barely look like you're.
I'm 22.
So what you were playing? Yeah. You would have been playing the Arma mod when you were like 10 or 11.
Yep, I've been playing for years. I've been playing DayZ for a long time. I love the game. I love the game, and I. Content creators I'd watch was Mr. Moon, Frankie on PC 1080p. I grew up watching him. I grew up watching Sadder Plays, you know, Sour Sweet, like all those people I grew up watching. And then one day
you were a little squeaker OG, mate.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Always the first to get shot.
It was a great game. I had a lot of friends that I was able to play with. Just DayZ is a great community, but yeah, I grew up just playing DayZ, and I'm only 22, but I've been playing DayZ for most of my life, and I love the game. I'm still terrible at it, but I love the game. So
why do you say you're terrible?
I have almost 8,000 hours just in standalone itself, mm-hmm. and I'm still not at my peak performance when it comes to PvP fights or anything like that. I love the PvP fights. I love the aspect, but my shots don't always hit. Not always, but like I still get that. Sometimes I get that panic feeling that, you know, when you get, when you're fighting, you're in a tense battle and you're getting that panic feeling. And I love that feeling, but sometimes it's like too much. It overtakes your aim, you know, things like that. So it's one of those things where it doesn't always matter how many hours you have in DayZ, you know, And part of me in my videos, I get this a lot, is I show my deaths. I show my downfalls when I die or if I die, because I never claim to be the best DayZ player. When you see some of these YouTubers who are always killing everybody, I'm like, damn, I want to be like them. You know, I'm going to show when I die. I'm going to show when, you know, I have my downfalls in DayZ, because it just keeps it authentic. And
yeah.
And I think part of it, because I'm working on a big project for my channel, something my fans and viewers have been asking for a while now about, how do you make a DayZ video, or how do you just make a video for DayZ in general? So I'm really working on that project on how you do that and making a video on how to do that. But the biggest thing is you don't have to be great at the game in order to start a YouTube channel. You know, or be good at DayZ, you know, just have an idea, have a goal, and, you know, start. Because I'm not the best at the game, but I found my niche, I found my avenue, and what I love to enjoy about the game. And I put out content, and it's for some people and it's not for others, but I still enjoy and love what I do. So
that's a good idea, isn't it, Dave? Because, yeah, there's lots of videos out there that talk you through how to edit a video and stuff like that. But DayZ is a challenging game to make content for, especially the long form stuff that Division seems to do, Dave.
Yeah, it's actually a really, really good idea. Because let's be fair, a lot of people want to make longer form videos, and they do. I mean, I myself am one of them. I really struggle to do anything over about 15, 20 minutes. And it's knowing how to organize that big bulk of you know, playtime that you've got, and get it down and understand how you've got to do that. And that's a mountain for a lot of people that is very difficult to climb. And there is no one that tells you how to do it. Because everyone that's doing it is doing it. And telling people how to do it is counterproductive to what you're doing. So the information isn't there. So I think it's a bloody brilliant idea, and I'll be excited to see that video come out.
Definitely let us know when that does come out, Division, because that is something that I think a lot of people would like advice. I still remember, I don't really do gameplay content anymore, just because my content's very fucking boring. Whenever I PvP, mate, I just call myself on my loot delivery system because someone's going to get all my awesome gear that I'm carrying. But for the people who are trying to make these to make a 57-minute video, you've got to do something special in that to keep people hooked, to keep them watching so they're not dropping off. And I think detailing that would be such a Chad thing to do for other content creators out there who are struggling with how to go about doing that, mate.
Yeah, for sure. And it's going to be more than one video because this first video, just a little sneak peek, the first video, it's already been started, but the first video is going to be really just an overview of, yeah, everybody knows how to create a YouTube and all that stuff, but really the fundamentals that I use, and it's going to be based on what I do in order how I make my videos, but the programs I use, the software I use, my settings for those, because a lot of people, when I started out, I was like, bro, I have no clue how to do this. Like, I don't know what to use. I just started recording and posting out videos, you know, I just edited them and focusing on how to keep them entertaining, you know, have a plan, have an idea in the process for that, just to really help out other people. So it's, you know, so it's easier for them. So it's not like all this overwhelming information of, wow, I want to do this, but I don't understand how to go about it. You know what I mean? So yep.
Have you heard of vidIQ?
Yes, I use that actually. Yeah,
you do. You're probably seeing it on when I was sharing that. It is very, very good, isn't it?
Yes.
Maybe look at doing something like that, because one of the things that I'm really bad at is breaking down analytics of my channel and all the rest of it. I'm pretty much just of the mindset, hey, I'm just going to make the content I want, and if people watch it, they watch it. If they don't, they don't. But for someone like yourself, I think it would be, you're a geospatial scientist type dude. So I'm going to guess that your math skills are pretty good. So you might be able to break a lot of that down and explain to people how it all works with a focus on DayZ related content.
Yeah. Funny thing is I don't like math at all. I don't like math. You know, I made it through my classes. That's all I can say. I made it through my classes. But yeah, I think keeping it basic and simple for people will be helpful. And I'm going to make it into, I don't know how many videos it will be, but it's going to be at least two. And the first video is going to be a basic overview of the software, the programs, the applications used, really just how to set up. And then the second video is going to be in depth on my editing process, how I manage my editing skills, because I work full time. I wake up, go to work. I work 5 days a week full time. And the only times I play DayZ is roughly like 3-4 times a week. Because I still, you know, family, friends, I have a girlfriend, you know, I got to spend time with them. So really like time management and stuff like that, if you have a busy schedule. But yeah, so it's going to be really in depth on how I edit, how I, you know, manage my time and how I edit, because I was playing before we joined this podcast, but, and recording for a video that's coming out Monday. And, as soon as I'm done with my playing session, I start editing right after, you know, I start starting to break that down. So I don't have a whole bunch of footage to deal with. So just really going in depth with that. So I'm really excited with this project. I don't know if it will be out, next week or the week after, but I really want to make a good video out of this, so it really helps everybody. So, and I might get another few content creators on the video so they can give their input. So just to get everybody involved, because this is DayZ's a really community-based game.
Yes.
It's a very community-based game. The content creation, all that stuff, you can't do it without a community. You can't do it without friends to support you, because you need people, you know?
You can, but it's bloody hard, isn't it?
Especially, yeah, you can. It's very hard, yeah.
Especially doing bases and stuff like that, which it seems like you do a lot of that sort of meta content that is, you know, that is generally, bar when people just, you know, kind of upload the entire stream to YouTube, which is still a perfectly valid thing to do. If you're streaming on Twitch or Kick or anywhere like that, you should be doing that. Because it helps you grow your channel, because unless you get lucky, it's a bit of a challenge to hit that monetization mark, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, it's a massive challenge. And if you're directly targeting hitting the YouTube partner stage, and doing it as quickly as possible, it's a very time-consuming challenge. And you've got to put a lot of effort in. And once you've hit it, you've got to keep that minimum consistency up.
Yep.
Otherwise, your channel will just dip off the end of a cliff again.
Yep.
It's very, very difficult. And not something I suggest people actually try and do until they're set and ready. And that's kind of the thing that, you know, the division's talking about is having not just the kind of content you're going to do, but knowing how you're going to organize it and break it down. That tip for editing it straight away after recording, that's really, really good advice. If you don't, a lot of the time you'll end up with a folder with a load of recordings in, and you don't quite remember what was happening in them.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's fresh in your mind as well. You've probably got a vision.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, with mine, I did how-to videos. So with a lot of mine, I would have the idea, I would write it down, and within the next hour, I'd do all of the walkthrough, the recording, the editing, the lot, and I'd make the video, and then I'd have the video saved, ready for release.
How many hours of content have you got, Division, that never panned out into something worthwhile?
Oh, my. Oh. I worked on a video on a Namaz server, and I spent 2 weeks on it. And my strict goal was to get to Lantia. I've never been to Lantia. That was the video. That was the entire premise. And hours and hours and hours of footage. And sometimes, luckily, most of the footage wasn't corrupted, which is great. Mm. But the problem was I didn't meet the goal, which is okay. I still would have made the video. But the problem was I didn't do... this was before I had a schedule and a routine. And I have hours and hours of footage to where I don't even remember what happened. I didn't edit it right after. I just have, like Dave said, a folder with so much footage. And I've done videos where I started and it didn't pan out. I was going to do a video on Rearmed with some buddies and it just didn't pan out. And that's just a week there botched of footage. You know what I mean? So it's definitely one of those things where you're going to have your ups and downs. You're going to get a whole bunch of footage and something's going to happen. It's not going to pan out. And instead of, you know, getting down about it, just figure out your next room. How can you turn that into a positive? And what can you do next?
Yeah.
Just kind of move through that, because I've gotten so much footage to where it didn't work out, or I have footage that's on the back burner because I don't remember what happened, you know? I really pride myself on, you know, trying to put out the best content as I can possible, or trying to do something new in my editing style or anything, just to keep it fresh, but also to be different, but also to learn. I try and add something new with my editing style just to learn. And that's the thing. If people are going to go into content creation, if people are going to try and do something that they really feel passionate about, try and put yourself in the position to learn, to do something new. And the one thing is, Dave, I love your videos, because I really, before I knew how to do cinematics, I watched your video on how to even set up a solo server, like a DAISY server. And your video was really helpful on how to do that. It showed the process and the step-by-steps, but I was able to do cinematics by watching your video. So it's one of those things where you learn from other content creators, you learn from other people, because Dave doesn't do the videos I do. But he does videos that are helpful and that can teach people how to improve their skills into content creation and just improve your gameplay and your style and what you do. And that's what I love about the community. You don't all have to have the same videos, but they complement each other. You know, they work for each other. Dave's videos work for me because I watched them and they helped me to get to where I am now, you know.
It's kind of the same for me with Scale Speeder as well, with a lot of his content. You know, both of them are doing quite similar stuff. You know, there's so many little niches of people who are creating this evergreenish sort of content for us all, Dave, that just helps everyone out. You know, some people like to read it, some people like to watch it. Me, I'm a monkey see, monkey do kind of guy. So I love these video guides that you, Scale Speeder, some of the modders are putting out, just to make things so much easier for those of us who aren't as, you know, IT literate, tech literate sort of thing.
Well, yeah, and that's what content is in its heart. It's either entertainment or education. And sometimes both. That's what we want as a creator. We want other creators to do better because they're the creators we watch as well. You know, I want to see better little DAISY mini movies. I want to see better, you know, DAISY content in general. I want to see better servers. If you don't tell people how to do it, then they're never going to learn. So why not? Why not share the information?
So who do you play with the most, Division?
Content creator wise, I haven't played with a content creator or did a collab in a while. Sometimes it's time zones. Like, I'm EST, and a lot of content creators that I talk to are EU, so our time zones just wouldn't work out. I did have a video playing with JLK, and it just didn't work out because of our different time zones, and I work full time. So it was one of those things where we just couldn't get it to work and line up. But right now I just have my basic group of friends that we play with and just post out videos. Recently, right now at the moment, I'm playing with a YouTuber called Tommy. He plays with Exclusion, JLK, and stuff like that. So right now, we're playing together. We're helping each other out. He's doing a video for himself, but we're complimenting each other's video. You know, if someone needs help with something, you know, we're going to be there to help each other out, kind of thing. So.
That's good, like that. You know, I've been blessed and gotten to play with a lot of good folks, and it's great when you find someone who matches your style, and even someone who doesn't. Like, one of my favorite memories of playing DayZ recently, not really that recently, but was Marks and I can't remember who the other person was. I should, but they took me onto one of the high loot PvP focus servers. And the reason it was one of my favorites was because it was just so funny. You know, I'm used to playing my cock and ball torture style hardcore DayZ servers, and we're running around on these servers where every house has basically a Walmart's worth of food in it. But I'm seeing a deer and I'm like, oh, I should kill that and get all that meat and cook it up. And they're like, Boydie, fucking stop. And yeah, it's great even, you know, getting outside your comfort zone. What would you say your general style is of playing DayZ, Division?
I would say, if I had to pick one, I would say Vanilla Plus is my go-to. I do make videos on modded servers, but I'm not a big fan of get everything right away kind of thing. You get everything right off the doorstep. You start with money, 500K start. That's not really my style. I do like those servers and I play every now and then, but I'm more on the vanilla side, like, you know, kill a deer, let's go cook it up, you know, because I don't know, I've had some really good conversation or interactions just cooking a deer with some friends, you know what I mean. Sometimes that RP style is, you know, wanted, but I think vanilla would be my style, and that's most of my videos. If you were to watch them, they're vanilla, or at least Vanilla Plus, I would say.
Yep. Any reason why?
I think I just like vanilla a lot more. Just the grinding, having to look for a lot more, and just, you know, it creates more interactions that I found. But with modded, it's just it's not necessarily too easy. Like, the PvP, not saying it's too easy, but the getting of the loot, the getting of the gear to get to where you want to be is quick. Yeah. And I don't like how quick it is. You know, I want to go through those trials and errors of, we can't find this thing, but we're going to have to go look for it. You know, we don't have to go to the next house and find whatever we need, you know, or buy it at Trader.
So do you prefer the more, you know, heavily modded servers where there's more content, and when I mean content, more items, you know, different vehicles and that sort of stuff, or do you prefer it to be more closer to vanilla style?
I prefer it to be closer to vanilla style, or not necessarily vanilla style, but if you're going to have vehicles in there, at least make them make sense within the post-apocalyptic world of DayZ, in that it's precedented. And I think that the server I've been playing a lot and I've been advertising for my last two videos is Down Bad. And it's my favorite server so far because it's vanilla plus, but it has some added vehicles and added stuff and sellables and stuff like that. But it's still within the DayZ vanilla premises. It's not heavily modded. It's not, you got tappers or anything like that. You still got to grind. You still got to look for that loot. You're still going to have those interactions. So
I love that server name, Dave, Down Bad.
That kind of works, doesn't it? You know, down on your luck. Yeah, you're pretty down bad. You're spending 3 hours running around searching for one item.
Yep.
Yep. To be fair, I'm not a vanilla plus guy, but I'm not a heavily modded guy either. I like those. They're not easy to find, but those few servers where it is modded, but it's still one hell of a grind.
Yeah,
you know, you're not finding one tappers in each house, and you're not flooded with food. But on the same token, every now and then the kill feed goes off and someone killed someone with a huge gun. on the other side of the map, and you go, "Ooh, I'll compete that in 4 days."
what's your favorite base building mod?
Division or Dave?
Oh, sorry, you Division.
I would say I know vanilla like the back of my hand. So if I were to go on a server, first thing would be vanilla. But what I find that I like the most is, I don't know if you guys ever played the Northmen, but they have a really cool base building mod of the doors. They're not like fence doors. They're like legitimate doors, but they're still within the vanilla style premises of it's a wooden door. You can put sheet metal on it. And it's a really cool, I don't remember what the base building
I'm gonna guess mod that's is called. Probably, Dumpgras, oh no, Foxy's in chat saying even more doors.
So even more doors. Yeah, that's its base building mod I would prefer, and I really do like.
I quite like that one. That is something that I really want DayZ BI to implement, is the gates, they're okay, but the base building really hasn't changed at all since it was first introduced. We've still got the guard tower, the fence. The guard tower, the fence.
Yeah.
What you're trying to say is, for God's sake, give us a window barricade and a door.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because, you know, especially since they, you'd remember this as well, Division, but when they nerfed the barbed wire. Yeah, I do remember when the barbed wire was fucking lethal, and it was frustrating as hell, but it's now at the point it's really just a cosmetic thing, because if there's only barbed wire and you can boost over that fence, you're boosting over that fence. Who doesn't have bloody four rags on them to bandage up when they get over the other side? Whereas, you know, before it was, because it was so buggy as well, the fences and that, barbed wire was legitimately a scary thing. And when there's, other than putting it down a landmine or a bear trap, and now we've got the tripwire back, there's not much you could do to defend your base. So the barbed wire was a legitimate defense.
Players used to place the gate slightly further back from the door so you wouldn't see the barbed wire until you opened the door.
Yeah.
You'd open the door and walk in and boom, oh, good God, no.
Yep.
You weren't coming back to mess about with that base for a while. Yellow blood in a building down road.
Yep.
Sorry. Gucci in chat is correcting me. Hey, boy, you can also combine a watchtower with a gate. So,
ooh.
A little bit of improvement there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's... So they've really got to do something with it, because for so many people, it's such an integral part of DayZ. I know there are people who hate base building, say it's the worst thing ever. Where do you sit with a Division?
Honestly, like the longevity of base building, building up a base, putting it up. I don't think it's too hard. I don't think it's too hard. I mean, if you're a solo or a duo, it's a process. Yes. But like even what you're showing now with the even more doors, it does make the process a lot easier. It still, you know, takes the same amount of nails, takes the same amount of, you know, loot, same amount of grinding for it. But it's a different aspect of building and different doors, just movement within your base. But when it comes to vanilla, it's one of those things where if you're gonna play vanilla style or you're gonna do vanilla style building, you got to be prepared to be carrying a single log from wherever you get that tree all the way back to your base, because it's not going to fit in your bag. So it's one of those things where if you're going to do vanilla building and you're going to be on a vanilla server, it's going to take a little bit longer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you're going to start building a vanilla building and a vanilla base, you've already signed yourself up that you are going to be on that server for a substantial amount of time. And in which case you are going to need the base, which is why you're building it.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting a day's worth of effort in just getting the outer walls up, because you're going to be on the server for several weeks. And if you don't, you're just going to keep going back to the coast and stashes all over the map, which you're going to lose track of. And it's not going to be fun. You're going to spend all your time running from this stash to that stash. Whereas, you know, you've got the base, you run back to the base, you gear back up with your day of loot cycling you did, and do whatever it was you were planning to do on the server.
I don't think I've ever played a server with this mod. It's actually a really attractive model, isn't it? When you were talking about how it keeps that vanilla feel, it really does. You know, the planks look like just the same as the fences.
Yeah, it's literally the same exact, use the same materials, same everything. They just built it different. They displayed it differently than just a fence, you know?
I don't know why more servers don't use it, to be fair, but that's probably something to do with BPP. With BPP being the most popular build model out there,
yeah,
most places just default to BPP. Which, to be fair, BPP, in my personal opinion, isn't as good as it used to be. It was good on Legacy. The new one's kind of annoying.
Is this compatible with code locks? I know that's something for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's compatible with code locks.
Yeah. Please give us doors, Daisy. Yeah, if you're going to do one thing, please give us doors, because there's nothing worse than, even for the console crowd as well. Yeah, we forget about them a lot, but it's a lot harder for them. I know they can do a lot more now, but yeah, well, we're blessed on PC with a plethora of mods. They've pretty much only got what's vanilla. There we go. I can see the picture there. It's showing the code lock on it. But it would be the best thing since sliced bread, because it's also, it's a bit less taxing on the server when you could lock down an existing house or something like that than having to create these big, massive fences to block everything off in a garage or a shed or something like that. And yeah.
Yep. With window barricades and doors, you'd have even a decent sized building, there's probably going to be 5 to 10 wall pieces tops. Whereas these compounds, as they end up building on, especially on console, but on vanilla as well, think how many walls there are there. And yes, it does drop the performance for the client. It's known in Daisy. So the less we have, the better. And they're aesthetically more pleasing. And it's going to look much better if you drive past a base and it's a door where the door is and the windows are boarded up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What other mods have taken your fancy over the years, mate?
I would say the one I've really liked is, I don't even know what this mod is. I'm not very good at remembering what mods are called, as you can see. But I think, Rearmed has this mod, Down Bad has this mod, but it's this like medieval rustic vanilla style wall. It's big. It's almost like a compound wall, and you could put spikes on it, sheet metal. That's a mod that I've just now started using.
We had him on the show a while back. I think that's the R22R. It's a beautiful, beautiful mod. Yeah. I fell in love with it. I had him on, and I think I did a spotlight with him, and he showed me. I gave him the idea of being able to mount torches, the handcraft torches on top of the fence and that, because I was like, just imagine coming over a hill and looking down and there's a base down the bottom with those big log spike fences and there's torches mounted around it at nighttime, because
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm just even getting goosebumps thinking about it now, because so many people log off at night. And I get why, but it's so disappointing for me. Like the base I've got at the moment, I'm starting up at a, yes, folks, get ready on your bingo cards. I'm running another trader. I went in and I put spotlights up on top of, the big tower in Novo.
Yeah.
It's one of those, but on Banov. And I've got a generator up on the roof, and every time it goes night, I run up and I turn the generator on, and there's four floodlights facing out in all four directions from the tower that I turn on at nighttime, just so if in the off chance someone, because it's stupid, it's giving away my base location, but I don't care. It's just pixels.
It looks awesome.
Yes. And I just imagine being that person trying the server, and we're fairly close, we're in that Uruvak, I think it is, Ukubor or what, I'm terrible with all those Eastern European names, but Just imagining, you know, someone, first time on the server, and they've just left the city of Banov and they're working their way up the east, and it turns night and they come over the hill and there's this big spotlight tower, and they'd just be like, what the fuck is up there? I gather the fireworks when I can. If I know there's someone in town, I'll let off the fireworks, and, you know, just little things like that.
Sorry, got to admit, I'm a bit of a light up my base at night bandit as well. You know what? I get the big construction lights on the generator, and I got, you know, yeah, put a couple outside to light the base up, and a couple inside to light the inside up. Sit there, I don't care if it's a PvP server. Like, have some fun at night.
Yeah.
Before logging out, you know, enjoy it. You don't know what you're going to find at night. Could be a dude with a glow stick, could be a completely lit up base and a bunch of friendlies cooking fish.
Yeah.
You got no idea.
And I think the fireworks at nighttime on DayZ, I think that was one of my favorite things that they added, because they look amazing. When you light off a firework at night in DayZ, it's just beautiful. It lights up the sky. And it creates lights. I remember I was playing this one server and it was nighttime. We didn't have MVGs, pitch black, but we were near a base. And what this base did was they put fireworks up on the roof, because they're in like a apartment building, and they lit them, and they could see where we were because of the fireworks, and we had a PvP battle just in fireworks, and it was so cool.
Yeah,
I've never experienced it before, but it was that aspect of just, it was intense, but it was a really cool environment, because you would only see him for a split second when that firework would hit, and then you'd have to wait for the next one, you know, and it was really fun. But I think that was a really cool update that they added, and the thing they added in DayZ.
I noticed as well that the fireworks can actually kill the infected as well. I had a guy bring my truck back to me after he killed me, and he felt really bad about it. And he wasn't sure where the base was, and I kept saying the big tower, and I said, oh, bugger it, I've got a firework. So I let it off outside the base, and all the infected came running to it, and then I saw one of them fall over, and I was like, oh, okay, I didn't realize they did that much damage, but yeah.
They can actually kill you too.
Yeah, I kind of gathered that from that. But just imagine if you could hook that up to a tripwire.
Oh, no, that'd be awesome.
It'd scare the shit out of you if you tripped it, wouldn't it, Dave?
Yeah, that's actually not that difficult to do either. That'd be a basic script just to add it as another... explosive device, because it already is technically an explosive device. You just add it as an explosive device with a script to the tripwire.
We need more booby traps, don't we, Division? We need more of that sort of stuff.
I think when I first saw the update that they were adding tripwires, I was excited. I was really happy. I'm like, finally, we don't just have the basic bear trap, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they need to add a lot more little things, because the little things add up to big things. And it's just, it will round out DayZ a lot better. Like, the bow and arrow, I feel like that should have been a base game in there all the time. I've always wanted to just run around with the bow and, you know, just fight people with a bow, or even just go hunting with a bow. But it's something you would have to add a mod to. I feel like that should be a base game thing. That should already be in there.
Fingers crossed it's coming back now. We've got the crossbow, Dave.
Yep.
Yeah, but I hope they bring it back, because it makes so much sense in the DayZ world. You know, when you're combining bits of sticks and bits of rope with old chicken bones to catch fish. You know, finding a gun everywhere is a little, a bow, that's realistically makeable.
Yeah.
The same parts you've got.
Division, I've got a question for you on that then, mate. So, you remember the old, pre-0.63 days. It used to be the go-to that you would spawn in, get a couple of stones, you know, go down the beach and spam looking for stones until you got them, then cut down a couple of bushes, find that piece of rope, and you would make yourself an improvised bow, and, you know, it was almost the done thing. Get yourself that improvised bow straight away so you had something just in case. Should it be that easy to still make the improvised bow if they do bring it back?
I think it should, because it's one of those things where it's not like you're shooting a 5.56 or a 308 gun, but the bow is something I feel like it should just be on the same level as a knife, like just accessible, easy to make. I mean, DayZ is a post-apocalyptic game. That's what it was set in. That's what it was made for. That's what it's known for. So make it that within the things you add, within the crafting guide and mechanism you have in the game, a bow isn't overpowering. A bow isn't something like crazy. A bow is something that you're able to use to protect yourself to hunt with. I mean, come on, you're starving. There's so many times when I've been unofficial or just even on a regular day server where I'm starving and I only have a knife. I'm not chasing down a deer or, you know, I'm not chasing down a deer or a cow with a knife. Like, I'm not going to be able to kill them.
And when you can't throw a spear either, mate. You do need something as a bit of a range weapon to maybe get that pig or, because they run a bit faster now. They're not as easy to kill as they used to be.
Yeah. And I kind of agree that the bow itself should be quite easy to obtain. The harder and more powerful arrows should be harder to get.
Yeah.
You know, you get an improvised bow and you're making the most basic of basic arrows, and they should be like slicing something with a knife. They're not going to do that much damage. You can get the materials to upgrade those bows and craft better bows, better arrows, then brilliant, you know, but you're not going to get that straight off the bat. You're going to get a bow with crappy arrows.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is great for hunting animals, great for popping off little bits, but getting it in a PvP and it's useless.
Have you used the crossbow much yourself, Division?
Yeah, I have used the crossbow in DayZ, and it's not bad. I do enjoy using it. I have used it in a PvP situation, and I think the crossbow is a really good thing that they added. I think that was something that was added and was a good add. It was a good add in their updates. I don't like how much inventory space it takes up. I will say that.
It's massive.
But I do. It is very massive. But I do like the crossbow that they added that. And I've used it in PvP fights. It won't necessarily kill a person, but it'll definitely get them to move and run away for a couple seconds.
And it's just fun for the troll value as well, isn't it?
It really is fun. I mean, it's quiet. It's very quiet. You just hear a thud, and that's it. Like, it's very quiet. I've been killed by a crossbow in a fight. Fully geared, I've been killed by a crossbow. And it was, and I wasn't even upset. I was cool to realize that even if you're a freshie with a crossbow, you still have a chance. You know, you still have that chance to do something. So...
The one issue I have with it is because it's so freaking big. I play predominantly first person, but when it's on your shoulder, you can actually see the arm of the crossbow sticking out your side, and I constantly because I'm not used to seeing something there. It's one of the reasons I hate wearing having the gun ghillie wrap on, because of bloody just the atom or the model for it, it's in the peripherals of your vision. But the crossbow is even worse. I'm constantly looking, going, "What was that? What was that? That's a fucking crossbow. What was that? What was the crossbow?" It sticks out the side of vehicles when you're driving them as well. It's bloody huge.
Yeah.
But it is a lot of fun, and I'm glad to have it back. So glad to have it back, and you know, you can put a scope on it as well. And I've been playing around with that. It doesn't seem to work too well with some of the modern sights I've noticed, but the vanilla sights, it's very accurate, very accurate. Even I've managed to get a kill with the crossbow. I felt really bad about it, but it was a case of, I'm sorry, I just want to get a kill up with the crossbow. So what can we expect from you in the future, mate?
More videos. My videos, I've been... being very consistent, which has helped my channel to grow a little bit faster these past couple of weeks, because I've been posting every Monday on the dot consistently, either at 12 p.m. or 2 p.m., because it depends on, you know, YouTube uploading and how long that takes. But honestly, I'm going to have more videos. I've got a video coming out Monday. That big project that I told you guys about, really just working on how you make a DayZ video, and really answering a lot of those questions that a lot of people have that watch my videos, Day's videos, or anybody's videos. So that is going to be, you know, a process. Honestly, that's something to really expect, is just more videos, more content. And I'm going to be streaming a lot more. I'm going to try and stream a lot more. So growing that as well. I mainly stream on YouTube. I'm trying to grow my Twitch. I just find that I stream on YouTube a lot more because most of my fans and people that watch me are on YouTube. So it's easier for them. They're already watching my videos on YouTube. I might as well just stream on YouTube. It's just one of the things where, you know, so I'm going to be streaming on Twitch, YouTube a lot more. But yeah, so more videos, and the biggest thing that's coming is how you make a Daisy movie / video. So
looking forward to that. That is going to be something I think a lot of budding content creators out there will be interested in. I'll share your details again there in chat, mate. To make sure that you've gone over and followed him on Twitter if you've got it, Twitch and YouTube as well. And it is about, unfortunately, there's a character of, YouTube have got to fix the character limit for posts. But yeah, we'll get to get your Instagram as well from the about page there as well. So you can see what he's up to IRL. Now, let's start looking at some of the topics for this week's show. Let me just bring up the right channel. Archie did send his apologies. He finally got back to us. He is on his way to, he had a couple of family members sadly pass away. So he's going to a funeral back in his hometown. Ended up driving. The flights were going to be exorbitantly expensive, he said. I think it was nearly $1,000 or something for him and his family to get there and back, which is, you know, just, it's already bad enough going to a funeral, but then having to pay $1,000 in airfares and that. Oh, Jesus. Okay, so did you guys see Wobo's latest video?
Many thanks to DZ Podcast, Panda.
His latest, maybe
Burnium
not.
Line loss, Felix Rex, and
the most evil torture method in DayZ. I'm not going to give it away. I don't like doing it.
Sick outbreak servers, one original DayZ servers, Dust Villain servers, Sheriff
talks
Line,
about
Apocalypse Now
how hard
servers.
It is to
DayZ 1.21 has given us the ability to break open restraints in a matter of seconds using guns, making it more difficult to capture players and keep them prisoners for longer this patch. So in this video, I'm going to detail a method of imprisonment to rival anything that we've seen before, with this technique of entrapment doubling as the most evil torture device that we've ever seen in DayZ. Like I said, the well-known method of trapping a player using these five restraints can be shot through in a matter of seconds this patch, which you can learn about more in this video here if you wish. In that video, I also mentioned that you can lock players inside this prison building, inside these prison cells, which is a method of entrapment that currently has no escape. Bullets, melee weapons, and even explosives won't open this door. Only a lockpick can unlock this door, with this being the only door in DayZ that works like this. However, due to these prison buildings being far and few between, it makes using this method to capture players very difficult, especially as there's no way to drag a person around, even when they're unconscious, to these prison buildings to place them inside the cell to lock it. Now you can use a larder as a mobile prison cell, as a player in the back of a larder cannot escape if the two front seats are occupied, but with how you basically need two guards to stay in the two front seats, it's kind of like you need to imprison two guards with the prisoner at all times to make this method work, and that's if you can get the prisoner to sit in a car to begin with. A better method than this then is standing on a prone player's back that's been restrained so you can knock them out, lock them up when they're on the floor, and then...
Now, we're not going to watch the whole video, but... He's basically worked out that you could trap someone under a car. And he goes through all of the items you can lay down around them so that they can't get out from underneath a car. There's a couple of ways that if they've got the right item on them, but you can see it sort of there. The person's trapped under the car by all of these items. They can't crawl out. There's a couple of animations he details, so if you want to find it out, you've got to watch the whole video. But the Arda and the truck are the best ones for it. It is evil. Like he says, it is evil.
That's exceptionally evil.
We are so blessed to have Wobo, aren't we, Division? Oh, we've lost Division.
Yep, we just lost Division.
We're blessed to have him, though, aren't we, Dave?
Oh, yeah. And some of the stuff, the level of detail that he goes into. I mean, I've actually seen this video, and I know most of them. The car one was a new one, I have to admit.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
Division just did message me. Has to head out. He's got something that's just come up. So thank you so much, Division, for coming on the show. But yeah, Dave and I, we can handle it from here. But yeah, it's Fuck his god tier, Wobo.
Been an honor, Division. Thank you very much for coming on.
Now the Wobo, just I love the guy. It's one of the big things that, you know, I have to thank everyone in the community. You know, all of your support enables us to do some stuff. And one of the things, yeah, we've been a highest tier supporter of Wobo since he started, and I'd love to see more content creators doing it as well, because Wobo just provides so much god tier knowledge. That, again, you know, he's very well subscribed on his channel, but he deserves a lot more for all the work that he does. You know, to spend as much time as he does going through the files and it's insane what the guy does. I can't thank him enough. Just
that sheer level of research and that sheer level of going so deep into the game.
Yeah.
To figure it out right to the exact specific point.
Yep.
And prove it. Yep. You've got to kind of put your hands down to him and say, well done.
Now, a bit of a sad one here, but DeBarrett is calling it stumps on being a content creator. He did a public tweet, and he said, I just want to let everyone know that I'm done streaming. I thank everyone for all their support and love. I will still be around streams in the community. In short, I can't balance family and time to stream. My kids come first and family. You guys know that I will miss everyone. I also feel God has other plans for me and keeps telling me that in the end, this isn't for me anymore. I have been happier not streaming and focusing on my family and Jesus. So I'll probably delete Twitter. Also say the best place to talk to me is Twitch Whisper. God bless everyone. Thank you for everyone who rated, followed, subbed, and just hung out in my chat. You guys helped me so much with my sick son. It hurts to send all this, but in the end, it's for the better. I want to give more time to God because he has done so much in my life. Jesus is returning soon. So I wish him all the best. God bless, mate. And it was just nice seeing so many people, just sending him love as well. He was never a massive, massive streamer, but he was definitely around and most people did know of him. So DeBarrett, thank you. All the best for the future. Did you know him, Dave?
Vaguely, yes. I think I've watched him a few times.
Yep.
Don't think I managed to get many interactions with him over my time, but if that's what, you know, if that's what he wants to do and that's going to bring him peace.
Yeah. Yep. And if it's going to make him happy, you know.
Good on him. I wish him all the luck.
Family first, as he said. Yep.
Yep. You know what? You've got to do what makes you happy in the first place. And if it's not making you happy anymore, you know, don't do it, because you're only going to hurt yourself and everyone around you that actually gives a shit, because they're just going to see you doing something that you hate.
Now, Hunter, the mad, mad bastard Hunter. Have you seen his crocodile?
I have seen a small amount of this, yes.
Wait for it. Unbelievable. Like, I know he's very limited by what he can do with Daisy animations, but he's been working so hard on this to make the crocodile move so much more realistic. It's still a little janky on its turns and all the rest of it, but you got to remember he is limited by what Daisy will let him do. But look at the tail wiggle and just... Oh my god, mate. Yeah, they are one of the scariest creatures for me living in Australia. Thankfully, they don't come down as far south as I am here in Brisbane now. But, oh.
It's an evil addition to Daisy. It's such an evil addition, all of it.
Now, I don't know whether they would really fit the lore of a Cherneris map, but there's Essica and so many other maps out there where, and you know, at the end of the day, do what the hell you want. If it's good, just imagine being in the water swimming and you see that coming at you. Holy shit, you are going to shit yourself. And I do like that it's pretty lethal. Yeah.
You want to stop people swimming over from one side to another, there's your way of stopping them.
Now, the one thing I am not going to reveal, though, but I will give a hint on, no division, that's all right, mate. I saw your message, mate, and said to everyone that you had to run. And thank you once again for coming on. Deer Isle, it might go well with Deer Isle. And, yeah, we've got some other maps coming. Escape from a bloody zoo or something like that. You can come up with any reason to have those crocodiles in there. But again, thanks to all of you who support the channel by being a member, by the super chats like Daniel did earlier, and all the rest of it. It enables us to do some stuff. And Hunter has given so much to the community that I'm liaising with Windstride, and I've connected Hunter and Windstride. But Windstride is working on some nice mods that kind of along the line of what you have said there, Gucci, if you kill one, you're going to be able to make some pretty cool things out of the skin of a crocodile in the game. Hunter had some ideas, and you know, I wanted to, he's been a big supporter of us. He's constantly sharing stuff in our Discord and all the rest of it. So, yeah, we don't do this show to make money, do we, Dave? We do this show to help share knowledge about the game and all the rest of it and give back to the community as much as we can. And this is one of the ways we can do it. We've done stuff in the past, and I wanted to do something nice with Hunter because he's just a generally fucking nice guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. And we do this not for money or not for money, not for clout, not for attention. We do this for the betterment of DayZ.
Yeah.
Because we care about this game. We love this game, and we love the people that make this game what it is today. Because any other game after a decade and supported in pretty much entirely by modders at this point, you know, we have to do what we can. And just getting attention out there, just pointing some focus, or sometimes helping, you know, financially when we actually can, is a great thing we can do, and it's a great thing that's come from this. And Hunter is, he's really been pushing it. He's doing so well.
Yep. Now, another bit of good news. Look who's back working on mods for DayZ, Helkiana.
Nice.
She is a god-tier modder as well. A few of the other modders out there get a lot of the limelight, but Helkiana, I know she's doing great things. You know, she's been working as a game dev and all the rest of it now, and I couldn't be happier for her. But to see her back working on some of the DayZ stuff, it warms my heart. And that model that she's got there, I agree with one of the comments. The one on the right looks so damn good. So damn good. I much that prefer that to the one on the left.
Fitting. It looks ridiculously fitting.
Yeah.
It looks like the point where if it was the first time you were playing DayZ and you saw that placed outside a building, you wouldn't immediately think there's a base. You'd just think there's another greenhouse. You wouldn't immediately clock that as a modded item. It blends so well into DayZ.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff we need in DayZ, is the kind of stuff that fits. You know, don't get me wrong, I love all of the amazing mods that are out there. I love how some servers are edited in amazing ways. But something we need really at its core is more items that fit into the world without you knowing that they're actually modded items.
Exactly. Like, I love some of the stuff, you know, that is even in her much stuff pack. You know, they work well with those high loot servers and all the rest of it. But me, I'm all about that immersion, baby. You know, I'm all about that immersion.
Yeah, I'm the same, I'm afraid. Even when I play on high pop PvP servers, when I set up my base, I just get a building, block off all its windows. I try and make it look as much like the building, other than the flag sticking out the top. You wouldn't know it's a base. It just looks like another building.
I just saw what she posted there. Me after updating much stuff pack, much car key and much decos, and watching Discord flood in. I need a damn drink. Modding Fred Daisy or something. So it looks like she's streaming right now.
That is actually the kind of the attitude when you finally finish something, you release it. It's just like, yeah, do you know what? I need a drink, please.
Yeah, she's streaming. So we might send everyone over to Elkiana afterwards, because she's just such a good egg. Lovely person, and yeah. Okay. Let's close that down. Dave, we're actually getting close to the end of it, mate. What have you got for us this week?
Well, I've got a mod that caught my attention, and funnily enough, Hunter Z's involved in this one as well.
Why am I not surprised?
Oh, yeah. He's really getting about at the moment. It's essentially a tow truck for DayZ.
I did see that, and I completely forgot.
Yeah, it obviously for RP situations and whatnot, it's great, but actually it has some really useful features.
We all love the MP.
It's capable of getting vehicles from stupid stuck positions. Like when you park your car in a garage and the server restarts and it appears on the roof. Or when it's in a ditch, or you've crashed it into a tree. And it can load the car up, move it off, and drop it back off again. It seems to work pretty much perfectly.
I know there was a towing mod there for a while. Oh, Jesus, look at the back of that inventory.
We've got wooden chests, we've got wood, we've got metal sheeting. Obviously, we've got a jerry can as well. That would be nice.
It's really, really, it's really impressive.
Flatbed version. Like so. You think, wait a minute, if you've got a flatbed...
I mean, it seems to work with modded cars as well.
Something on the back of it.
I tried it with the Lada mod, the CRSK one. And it picked that up without a problem.
Does it do an animation, or do they just pop onto the car when you interact with them?
They seem to just kind of pop on.
Yep. That's all right.
There's no real tone on
animation. Yeah, they're limited by what the game will let them do, but...
Yeah.
Oh, wow, it's got a boat on there. Go down to the coast. Guessing that was one of Red Falcon's boats?
Yep. It seems to be compatible with pretty much every mod going. Anything that registers as a vehicle and picked up. I didn't try helicopter. I was going to try Red Falcons, but I didn't have time.
We could take helicopters.
There we go.
Yeah, I think there video we go. Shows, yeah, you can. Red
Falcons, imagine seeing that driving down bloody the coast of Chernarus or something like that. This truck with a helicopter on the back. Everyone's taking that shot, aren't they, Dave? You're taking that shot. You can be the friendliest guy in the world, but you're taking that. I get a truck and a helicopter. Hell yeah, baby.
I'm going to show you sort of how it works, basically.
I mean, it'd be great, even the PvP servers could use it. It's going to be a lot less taxing than spawning new items.
Code snippets you'll need if you want to spawn it into a server kind of naturally.
Okay, I'll share that in chat for you all, because that is god tier. That is brilliant.
Brilliant, isn't it?
So that's GaleSpeedy yet again with the, So those videos just showcasing how to implement mods and all the rest of it are brilliant, aren't they, Dave?
Yeah, they really are. The idea of putting a video with your mod that shows how to use the mod, that's a god-tier act right there. Because a lot of people won't understand not just how to use your mod, but they might not understand how to use that kind of mod in the first place. This is a vehicle. Some people might be... Oh, yeah, and the teddy bear on the dashboard.
I love that. That is good.
Some people might be
a nice little touch.
It might be your first time running a server. You might never have put a car in DayZ in any way, shape, or form. You might not know which files you're supposed to manipulate and which where you're supposed to put stuff. That's how a lot of people end up loading mods in, and it just doesn't work, or it spawns randomly, like dinosaurs in the back of cars and on shelves. Because it wasn't implemented right. Putting that video there that shows you how to do it, yeah, a lot of us will know most of it and we'll skip past most of it until the bits we're interested in. But some people will need all of that information.
Okay, I've got a challenge for you, Hunter Z. If you're listening or you see this, you know what I want to be able to do, Dave? Again, this is me running my trader, all the rest of it. I want to be able to transport cattle, sheep, domestic pigs. Could you imagine seeing a truck driving down the coast with four cows on the back of it?
That would be one hell of a challenge to get the AI to recognize the vehicle, essentially.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be absolutely. You could have like a covered truck with the little sides on it.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of cattle in about, and there's a guy going around stunning animals.
Yeah.
With some kind of stun gun, you're stunning animals and putting them in the back of your truck.
Because they've got something with the Daisy dog where you can interact with them and it kind of domesticates them. So I wonder if you could do that with cows and sheep and things like that. You know, maybe plant matter from a garden crop could be the item you use to how you'd get them to come to it. I don't know. Yeah, that would be for them to work out.
They're getting them to tame and follow you around and kind of act like your companion or friend isn't that difficult. It's similar to what they did with the dog. The difficult part would be getting them to stay in the truck.
Yeah, and getting close enough to them to actually be able to, you know, because they are quite skittish now. They run most of the time.
But getting them to stay in the truck is a really hard one because the way Daisy vehicles work, unless you're in a fixed location point and the vehicle moves, the damn thing just stays still. There'd have to be a slot, essentially, or a point that the animal could be put into.
Yeah.
That would be kind of tricky to do. I wouldn't put it past Hunter Z to be able to figure that out, though.
Yeah, yeah. Between him and the other guys who he's in contact with, Tyson and all the rest of them, I'm certain they may be able to work something out because, yeah, that'd be fucking cool as you have the role play servers and that they would love that. You know, be able to bring some cattle back and make yourself a little compound and put them into there and keep them and...
You'd have role play servers with guys driving pickup trucks with little shed barns on the back full of chickens.
Yeah. Yep. Now that'd be awesome for me. Anything else you've got, Dave?
No, that's pretty much it, I'm afraid. I'll be honest, I've been, even with my broken foot, I've been incredibly busy. I've had to overhaul everything, so it's
how's the server business going, mate?
It's going okay. All servers are well above expectations. We're a bit slower adding new servers in than we wanted to be for obvious reasons.
In what way? Like you're not getting many people coming to you, or it's taking you longer than you would like?
It's taking me longer than I'd like, to be honest. Obviously I'm not that mobile. And picking up parts and whatnot is taking me a lot longer than it would have originally done, so I've had to limit customers.
So walk us through the inspiration for starting your own data center.
Well, essentially, I don't want to say that most data centers suck because they don't. Most data centers are brilliant. But most of the time when you go to a company, you get like a piece of their data center. You get just a little chunk that's been rented to them that they're going to split down and split down and split down and split down. And the unit itself is never truly dedicated. It's never actually one system. It's never your system. And it kind of annoyed me because when you're talking with people and you're talking about specifications and power and what it's capable of doing, their benchmarks are never anywhere near mine. And it's because they're not actually got all of that power, all of that unit, all of that system. And it annoyed me that people are paying exorbitant amounts of money for very powerful servers that aren't as powerful as they are on paper, and then getting the performance of something that you could probably do yourself. It's not great performance. And I just wanted to provide something that was not better, but more reliable and more honest. So I thought, do you know what? It's no good just sticking the odd unit here and there. It's time to start building a data center and start building a system where people can come and get good quality units without spending a fortune and not essentially get ripped off. Because a lot of the server hosting world just kind of feels like a rip-off, and I don't want to badmouth a lot of server hosts out there, because there are some really good server hosts out there. I've found a few that do very similar to what I do, and they run some exceptional servers at very good prices. But the majority is essentially a rip-off.
Yeah. Did you get any further with chatting with BI/DayZ about console hosting?
Negative. I've still had no response. I'm unsure exactly as to why Bohemia aren't willing to let anyone other than the Trado host console servers. The only thing I can think of is it's because of a privacy issue with Sony and Xbox.
Yeah. That was actually a good comment that I hadn't considered in that, yeah. But, you know, really, again, I would love to see it opened up to, you know, competition is always good, but I do understand that there's reasons beyond our simple little monkey brains as to why they've got an exclusive deal with Nitrado for console server hosting.
Yeah, PlayStation I can actually understand. Why they have an exclusivity. Xbox, I can't really understand that. It doesn't really fathom to me with Xbox, because I can get access to all of the Xbox server files. I just can't... I essentially can't make it public, if you get what I mean. So I can run a local LAN Xbox server from my PC. That yep. works. But I can't make it public. PlayStation 4, I can understand, because it is technically a completely different operating system. Whereas Xbox Stream DayZ, they allow you to play it on the PC and they give you access to pretty much all of the core files. So it's one in the pipeline for the future to see where it goes, to be fair.
Yep. Individual spotlight, mate. What would you like to shout out? Anything?
I'm probably going to shout out Killswitch again.
Yep.
To be fair, because Killswitch is literally hammering it with the imports now. And he started going from server to server, Discord to Discord, offering his free services. So if you do get a DM from a Killswitch, accept it. He probably just wants to import something for you that you could probably use.
Fair enough. I am going to shout out this man. Give me one second. Want to see the rest? I'll put the link in chat. This is a friend of mine, John of Chinaris. He does some of the most beautiful cinematic stuff out there. It's been a hot minute since I played Takistan. I want to play Takistan again now, Dave.
Yeah, that is one hell of a cinematic. That sells Takistan. That really does. I kind of want to go and play it again.
Yeah, I think it's probably been 3 years or so since I played. I'm not even sure if it's been out that long. I might be talking out of my arse, but it feels like forever since I played Takistan. But that's a link to that video. To the channel, John Chinaris. I imagine if you've got a server and you've done some custom work and you're not good at doing this sort of stuff, that you could hit him up. Again, he's a channel that, in my opinion, is criminally undersubbed. But on his channel, he's got cinematic trailers for Nomolsk, Deer Isle, Chernarus, Banov. He's got to get in contact with Hashima Island and Bitterroot and that, and maybe look at doing one for them, because he's got a knack for it and a knack for picking the song that just goes so well with it.
Yeah, that worked so well. That really did. That sold trailer straight away.
Yeah,
that's a bit of a skill there.
Yes,
and if you did more trailers for more servers, yeah, you definitely see. Yeah, it is. It's art. It's purest form.
Yep. G'day, Hunter Z. How you doing, buddy? Guys and girls, thank you so much. A relatively short episode this week. 96 minutes we've been live. But thank you all so much, everyone. Let's just quickly check, how did our bingo cards go this week? I think they missed a few, mate.
I didn't drink any White Lightning. There were no quiet drug deals.
Yeah, I think we've got to add a White Lightning one in there, because I don't want this to just be about things I say, and that's why I've tried to add some in there. So maybe we can break up Dave-isms into a White Lightning reference, or I had a couple there for Archie, Florida. Archie and I mentioned the army or something along those lines, and stuff like that.
What ones did you mention? You were a veteran.
I didn't this week. I didn't. I did mention 0.63, and Scalespeeder missed that. But I want your feedback, folks. Let me know what you thought of the online Daisy Bingo. It was a one-off purchase, so I can do this each and every week. I think we'll work out some prizes and stuff like that. Like if you get a line, we'll add some points to your account for the raffles for the end of year Christmas show. And if you get them all, if you're a member, we'll work out some sort of prize, be it a podcast hat or something like that. And, try to make it a bit more fun and interactive for everyone during the show. But I actually like this. It works quite well. We get to see the names. It's a decent little program. And I'm happy to let other people use it as well. Run it for them. Not going to give them my account details, but yeah. I'll steal my, change the password and lock me out of it. But no.
It's good your username and a password, mate.
I wish it was one of those ones where you could add team members to it as well, but they don't seem to have that function. So yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all so much. Once again, damn good show. A damn good show. Let's find Helkiana's stream again, and I'll post that in link. Go check her out. She's a good sort. A good egg. Just a lovely person. And a brilliant modder. Absolutely brilliant. Here's her link in chat. Sorry, New Friar. By and by then. You just joined and we're leaving.
New Friar. Bye, New Friar. Sorry, mate.
Sorry, Smoke. Just didn't have anything else to talk about this week, mate. There was some stuff in the community, but we've got a plan for what we're going to be doing to address that in a couple of weeks' time. So yeah, the last week's episode, sorry, before we go, the reason it's not out yet is I'm still waiting on them to clear it for advertiser revenue. Yeah, we don't make a lot, but we try to make a little bit so we can do the things that we do. But yeah, thank you all so much, everyone, and we will see you next week. Next week's guest is, by the way, let me just confirm this. Guest list dates. Oh, we did have Bar Down Beef lined up, but he messaged me and said he can't make it. So we'll try and find something. Otherwise, hey, you know, you've still got me, Dave, and hopefully Archie as well. He should be back by then. And yeah, we will see you all next week. Same time, same channel, as always, for the Best Damn Podcast. And I've now copyrighted it as well. If you saw me on Twitter, you'll understand that reference, Wobo being a cheeky bugger. But yeah, all the best, everyone, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye. Go give your love to Helkiana.
Bye, everyone. I'm waving with no camera again.
See you later, everyone.